This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. I know. We'll talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
I heard something from the peanut gallery back there.
Okay, so yesterday when Jerry Jones was on, and we talked about this, he was asked a question about kind of the struggles of Brandon Cooks. And one of the things that he threw out there, and I was like, huh, was he mistaken there? Or was he just giving us inside information? And he said, we'll see how he looks as the week goes along and then determine if he's good to go. And now there's reports coming out that a knee infection is going to keep Brandon Cooks out at least 1 week.
Oh, so I thought he got confused with Cooks and Cooks.
Yes. A couple of people said, no, I think he was talking about Dalvin Cook and maybe it's going to be another week away. But it now does kind of appear that he was
knew what he was talking about.
That
right?
He was giving us a heads up and being like, no, yeah, his problem is he's banged up a little bit.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, I guess it needed a follow-up question.
So I guess this might sound like a weird question. Does that make you feel any better about some of the early struggles or lack of route diversity from Brandon Cooks, knowing that maybe this knee has been kind of holding him back a little bit?
Yeah, but it kind of sounds like it's something new. I mean, if you got an infection, you're not trying to play through it, are you?
I would assume not.
Right? You know, he got off to a slow start last year.
Yep.
And, you know, I talked to Dak about it in training camp. And he said, well, he goes, you know, he was new and we're just kind of, you know, I know he was there at training camp, but he goes, you know, and we were kind of concentrating on CD and you know, and then all of a sudden, sort of like the second half of the year, he said, we developed a better rhythm. And we saw that in training camp when CD wasn't there. So that's why it was kind of strange that what he's gone to him with targets, they just haven't hooked up the way they were in training camp. And yeah, and I thought that was odd because they really had the hookup going. I mean, he was the number one receiver all through training camp.
I'm
you guys
with you.
Remember, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it kind of got taken away, and it was like, well, maybe he was battling through something. I don't know. But I guess we'll maybe find out more today.
So more than ever, they need to trade for Davante Adams, is what you're saying. Then.
That's right. And it's $17 million, too.
They got $24 million in cap space.
Oh, well, okay. That'll fit. And then what happens next year?
Hey,
he's gone.
He's gone, right?
It's a good news, bad news situation. If you're like, I don't want him after next year, I got great news for you. If you are going to want him, well,
I'm all in
you're
going to
need
year.
To renegotiate some
all
stuff.
In for this year, yeah.
And what's it going to cost you?
Second and a fourth. Second, Kevin's proposed a second rounder right. next year and a fourth in the 2026.
That's right. For 1 year.
Yeah, look, it is a
Kevin's all in.
It's a risky deal. No, Mickey, I just proposed and gave the people what it would cost. I did not say you need to do this one way or another, just telling people what I believe it would cost.
What do you think the other people are bidding on?
Well, I do believe that the
like Pittsburgh, maybe
Steelers don't have as much cap space as the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. The Jets have about 17. I think Washington.
I wonder about the Commanders.
The Commanders have like 28 million in cap space to work with. So, mm-hmm. do they need it? You know, with what they're doing with Jaden Daniels, I don't know. Steelers are at 12. Jets are at 17. So.
But that's just for this year.
For this year.
Yeah.
And the current cap value, Kevin, you said was 13.5 or something like that?
I think the hit you would take for the rest of the year is 13.5, and it drops by about $1 million every week, give or take.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he have guarantees for this year, though? Would it be cheaper?
No, I think that is what it's at, including all the guaranteed money, because after this year, he's out of guaranteed money. I feel pretty confident about that.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, don't either.
But you know how it goes, Mick.
Yeah.
We are contractually obligated to discuss every player that might be available
if he's
and
out
how
there.
They would come to the Cowboys. So we did our job this morning.
And I think the other thing you need to consider is, you know, if you spend that money this year, then you don't get it for next year.
For sure. And
right? Because you can carry that over.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's what I know that's what Steven would say.
Like, yeah. I should answer these questions for him and see how good I do.
You could probably do pretty well. I know for a fact that is what Steven would say. And that's a fair point.
Hey, yeah. Mickey, Brad pointed something out yesterday that I saw on Twitter that I don't know if we've discussed at length or not, but it was about Dalvin Cook. And Brad said, have you considered that they would have to use an elevation and they might need two of those for defensive players? Is that kind of in the realm of why Dalvin Cook hasn't been elevated?
Well, I don't know if it's previous to that,
okay.
but it's certainly to that now, right? Because you're going to use one for sure on Carl Lawson. They had been using the first 3 weeks, one for Vigil, the linebacker, to have some experience and special teams help there. And now with, I don't know if Cooks can't play, I don't know that you would elevate a wide receiver. Flournoy would have to be eligible. I'm not sure exactly what that second elevation is, but, you know, they... I just think it's kind of weird that the guy that was with the Jets and they refused to play him, and then the Ravens picked him up and as insurance, and they refused to play him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And now here are the Cowboys, and they've left him on the practice squad, and it's just sort of a... I don't know. It's kind of a weird situation that he's been through.
Is it, or he's got nothing, man?
Well, I don't know if that's it, but I don't know that. I mean, did he just fall off the face of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
That is the position where it does.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tend to happen, though, right?
Well, it does, and at that age, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know the Jets had Breece Hall, but they didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, Baltimore had lost like one or two guys.
They were in a bad spot. Yeah.
If I remember, because they had lost J.K. Dobbins to an Achilles and then Keaton Mitchell to a knee prior to his arrival. So he was playing behind Gus Edwards and Justice Hill.
So, Mick, I think I figured this out. I'm going to pitch a theory to you. Tell me what you think. The Ravens picked up Dalvin Cook, and it didn't really work out. So then they decided they needed to get Derrick Henry. So the Cowboys just decided it's not time yet. They picked up Dalvin Cook, and then eventually they will go get Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I don't count on that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Other mystery is the Cowboys signed him to the practice squad on August 29th. Right?
Yes.
He was free at the end of the 2023 playoffs. So nobody needed a running back?
I don't think so.
Or they just didn't, I guess they didn't need him. I don't know what the word is about that.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, are you saying, because I don't want to obviously put any words in your mouth, that it might not just be something physical that is the issue? Or do you think it's just they've seen him play and they're like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a mystery that the whole league gave up on him.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on that.
One of the discussions we had this morning about the Steelers, I'm always a little concerned about Cam Hayward. What do you know about the Steelers defensive front that you're like, okay, this is going to be a fun matchup to watch, because I feel like Cam Hayward and that trio in the middle of the Cowboys offensive line is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's awfully, awfully good. And don't forget TJ Watt.
Yeah.
By the way, who's not bad himself.
He might make it.
And so, I think that, and the linebacker, though, I think, I'm trying to remember, did I see Alex Highsmith was hurt or is he coming back? And he's another load at linebacker, too. So they've got some, I guess there's a reason why in their first couple games that they were pretty good.
Their first three games, right? Yeah, they were incredible defensively.
I mean, it was Atlanta, if I remember first. They held them to 10 points, then Denver to 6, and Denver was struggling offensively. And then the Chargers held them to 10, and then they, of all teams, they gave up 27 to Indianapolis.
Can't stop Joe Flacco.
That's right. Don't even try.
By the way, you asked, the report coming out of the Steelers website yesterday is that Alex Highsmith is out for this game against the Cowboys because of the groin issue.
Okay. I knew I saw something he's a pretty good player also over the year. So, yeah, They've got a really nice defense, and but you know the Cowboys' offense needs to get going. They won a game, but they only scored 20 points.
Yeah,
you know, you got to score touchdowns. You can't keep relying on Brandon Aubrey to be perfect. You got to take some pressure off him. So, and it's not just the running game. I know Dak had a nice day throwing the ball against the Giants, but they only scored two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And so, they're not very good on third down, and they were very good at last year picking those up. They just not being consistent. And you know, if you don't have Cooks out there, then you're going to have to put the kind of a committee together to wide receiver, because what are the Pittsburgh going to do? They're going to double team CD.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, somebody else beat us. Now it helps that. With the return, you can use tight end quite a bit to be able to offset that, which the Cowboys did, kind of last season. They've just got to figure out how to get this offense going. And, running the ball, run blocking certainly helps. If they can get better at that to get those guys going and kind of reduce the pressure of these pass rushers that Pittsburgh has, because they're coming.
Yeah.
They're going to pick on. So you better give them some help in this game and not leave them out there. Tyler Guyton, I'm talking about, obviously, all by himself, one-on-one with T.J. Watt. For a lengthy period of time, because I'm sure they're going to move him around and try to find the soft spot. And they've seen his problems with, one-on-one and pass rush. So, and with penalties, too. That's where I was going. He just got to keep – he's got to learn to keep his hands inside. He seems to move his feet. But he doesn't get his hands on the guys, and then they're doing a move inside, and you got to protect inside before you protect outside, right? No,
right
revelation there. But he's got to understand that, and so maybe if you give him a little bit more help, he can say, okay, I got to stay in, and I got somebody chipping outside the way teams do with Micah Parsons, chipping the heck out of him. And it doesn't have to be, I got to stay in and I'm double teaming him. No, on your way out, the tight end, just hit him. And all you need is a second or so. But they're going to have to do a better job protecting Dak Prescott in this game.
Appreciate it very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
All righty. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's been a-
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.